Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Actually, the phones are loaded up, but we do have Skype available. So if you want to Skype into the show, Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And King Mark the First.
We've been talking about the prison system. There are all kinds of problems with it. One of the major problems, there's a new study out that shows the longer somebody's in the prison system, the more likely they are to reoffend when they get out. So clearly this whole punishment mentality isn't working. But what would work? Well, we talked about ending the war on drugs. That would take a big level of burden off the number of people that are in the system, but that still doesn't solve the issue of the fact that imprisoning people seems to be counterproductive. So how do we turn the prison system, whatever it, you know, is going to be, into something that is more productive, something that actually produces better people when they leave rather than more criminals when they leave? I mean, it almost sounds like an impossible task, but maybe not. Maybe there are some more humane methods. And I think Dr. Murray,
I think there's cheaper methods.
Dr. Mary Ruard, who we're actually supposed to have on the show tomorrow night, which I'm excited about, not necessarily to talk about prisons, but in her book, Healing Our World, she does talk about having a sort of a more system that involves more choice and involves restitution, meaning that when somebody commits an actual crime with a victim, so not drugs, but an actual crime with a victim, that the victim is made whole by the person who committed the criminal act. We had a guy call in earlier who I think had a good proposal. He said, you know, one, you should be able to work in this prison. One third of the money should go to pay for the cost of imprisoning you. One third of the money should go to the person who is the victim. And then one third of the money should be put into a bank account so you actually have a little nest egg when you get out of prison. I thought that was a real sensible concept. It'd be a lot better than what we have today.
There should also be options on which job you work for, because if y'all have to work at the same,
right,
the same job, whatever it is, and there's no competition, and that's just slave labor again.
Well, one of the other suggestions Ruart gives in her book is that there could be a choice of prisons, meaning that different prisons could try to sort of sell themselves to somebody who was going to have to check in, so to speak.
Yeah, compete for the business.
Yeah. And so that would make the prisons a better institution because they'd be more concerned with actually providing real, changes in somebody's life to help them more so than just simply keep them in a cage and also help make the victim whole. So I think those are some ideas. But what about you? What do you want to share with us? You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. We were actually on the line with Mac, and he was telling us about a situation that involved an attacker. You were outside of, was it a bar, Mac, at the time?
No, actually, it's kind of a crazy thing. He came running up into our yard. That was the other thing.
Yeah, you were at home.
We were home. We were just pulling in with some groceries. He comes running up our hill. We lived on a great hill, and he comes running up. He was totally out of breath. He was not in very good physical condition. And after he caught his breath, he accused my wife of throwing a rock at him. And I said, well, she never threw anything at you. I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. Get off my property. He goes, well, I'll be back with the police. Well, that's when this whole thing happened. So he basically, during the interview with the cops, he lunged at my girl. I got in between the middle of them. The cops didn't look like they were going to do anything. And I'm not going to stand there and let her get attacked. So I jumped in the middle. I gave him a big football player type shove where he basically landed on his butt, and I got arrested, hauled away, and
and you said he didn't want to press charges.
Well, that's what it came down to. So here I am thinking, all right, I'm going to sit here in the clink, and you know, he's going to press charges, and then it's going to be a whatever third or fourth degree misdemeanor, felony or misdemeanor assault or whatever. I don't know. Like I said, man, I've never been arrested. I don't know nothing about this stuff. So it turns out he didn't want to press charges. And I was given this card at the end of it all, basically almost like a handshake and a pat on the back. In a way, it was really weird because he was a well-known nut. He was a local sort of crazy guy that was always causing trouble. And they handed me this guy's business card with a handwritten case number at the bottom and said, well, we'll get in touch with you if the DA decides he's going to pick it up, or the prosecutor or whatever. You know, I'm not using the right words, I'm sure. And so I waited and waited, and I thought, man, should I call? A few weeks goes by. I never heard anything. So I said, should I call this number or should I just leave it be? Well, I decided to go ahead and call the number. And they said, no, no, they're not going to pick it up. And they didn't really say, but they sort of implied that, look, this guy's always going around causing trouble. He's always accusing people of doing crazy things.
So your premise to this was that the state having the ability to pick up charges that other people, you know, choose not to pick up for whatever reason benefited you in some way.
Well,
and
I
don't think you've made your case here that that benefited you.
I think you're right, because I basically, it didn't really benefit me, but it didn't harm me. Like where I'm from, from where you guys are from.
Congratulations.
That's a big difference.
I think they would have picked it up in Florida, man. I think they would have run me right through the ringer. But where I was at that time, which is
come on vacation, leave on probation.
Yeah.
I think I lucked out just by my geographic. So yeah, you're absolutely right. The premise that I
prosecutor is more intimate with the characters involved, then maybe they would make a more judicious or reasoned decision, which is what it sounds like in your case. They knew who this guy was. Whereas if they didn't know those things, they likely would have gone ahead with those charges. Mac, thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Nick's in Indy, listening to WIBC on FM. Hey, Nick.
Hey. Basically, the prison system's all about money. And I think it's pretty sad how you can get 25 to 40 years for selling drugs and 10 to 15 years for murder or manslaughter.
It's crazy.
I think it's completely backwards on that. And the whole fact is it doesn't help with the drugs, because it's a proven fact that more people come out of prison drug addicts than when they go in.
Hmm.
You know? And
I'd have to hear more about that. I don't know. I'm not going to claim that prison helps drug addiction very much, but
what else have you got to do? You might as well get some drugs and get high in there.
They're extraordinarily expensive.
Well,
I would point that out. Having be the only person around here that spent any kind of time in prison, I'm going to tell you that a tenth of a gram was $10, and this was in the 90s. This is an incredibly small amount.
Real stuff, right?
And
in prison, you can't drug test in prison. That's for sure.
You're limited as to what you can get. Yeah, you know, I got more interesting drugs than that. I was in for 8.5 years. That's a long
time
frame.
That's what I'm saying. What else you got to do?
You don't develop a crack addiction in prison unless you are extraordinarily wealthy.
I see what you're saying.
But
Nick?
I know Suboxone nowadays goes for about $100 a piece in prison. So,
wow.
You know, that's a lot of money, but
I don't know what Suboxone is.
That's a drug to help people get off heroin addiction, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of people reoffend is a lot of people don't think about it, but, you know, you go into prison, you come out, and you're still a felon, and you can't get a job anywhere because no one hires felons. So, you know, the only way you can make money is you either sell drugs again or commit more crimes. And
that's what they're saying here in the story over at Gizmodo. We actually opened the program with the statistics, this new study. They suggest that one of the big reasons why people reoffend is because they can't get work. It's very, very hard to get a job as a felon. Nick, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-453.
There's a lot of government rules that restrict what felons can do, too. And, like, for instance, you really can't be an over-the-road trucker as a felon because you can't cross into Canada because Canada won't let you. That's a Canadian drug, a Canadian rule, and it's a rather stupid one. I've been to more than a dozen countries since I've gotten out, but Canada doesn't get my money.
Stevens,
actually, I did go to Canada.
Stevens in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Steven, go ahead.
Hey, I just, you know, I'm going to take a totally opposite standpoint. I think it's the way the prison system runs that's the problem, because I'd have you on a 24-hour lockdown, no communication with anybody else, and, you know, maybe you wouldn't develop bad habits, and prison would be bad for you.
Well, stand by, Stephen. I'd like you to explain a little bit more about what your vision is for the way things should be run, because the statistics are showing that people are more likely to reoffend when they get out of prison. These harsh punishments are resulting in people being hopeless and having, you know, nothing to live for, so screw it. Just keep committing some crimes. Can't get a job when you get out. But you're saying punish them harder. At least that's what I understand. So we'll come back with more.
Sounds like an emotional standpoint, backed by nothing.
Hopefully Stephen can explain himself. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. And Mark, again, was in prison, so this should be an interesting conversation coming up. We're on the way here with Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about the prison system. How could it be improved? Because right now it's pretty awful, and there are a lot of reasons for it.
It's expensive.
And it is expensive. So, you know, what can we do to change that? That's one of the big questions on the table tonight. Also, we've been hearing from people's personal experiences as to what it was like, you know, being behind bars. Did they observe the same thing that the scientists are observing in the study? There's a new study out showing that people are more likely to reoffend the longer they spend behind bars. Per quarter, it was like 5.6%. It would go up by 5.6% each quarter, the likelihood that somebody would go and get caught for some other crime when they're released from prison. So these long, harsh sentences seem to be having the opposite of their intended effects. However, Stephen in Indianapolis says it should be more harsh. And Stephen, you were just about to explain your vision. For those who are just tuning in, can you tell us again what you briefly told us right before we went to break there?
Well, I guess what I'm saying, there's prison and there's jail. And if you're in prison, you're in prison. The fact that you can socialize with other inmates, watch TV, lift weights and all that, you know, I personally think prison should be a 24-hour-a-day lockdown. You get fed, you get housed, and that's it.
So do you think that this... Okay, do you think that does that mean that we're talking about the same sentences here? Are you talking about shortening sentences and having sort of a more rigorous incarceration period? Or are you just saying that, you know, let's just make the incarceration that already exists more harsh?
I think we make the incarceration that already exists more harsh. But
what's the point?
Talking about a nonviolent crime, I can understand that.
Most people in federal prison are in for drug crimes, and that's not a violent crime.
What is it, 70%, something like that?
Some number like that. And then when
I'm sorry, you can't classify a drug crime as a nonviolent crime.
Yes, I can.
You get people that are caught with having drugs in their car, and then you got people that can't afford drugs, so they buy them and sell 75% of it to somebody else to support their habit.
What's the violent crime there? You just told me about people buying and selling drugs. Where was the violent crime?
The violent crime comes from their actions of buying it and not being able to afford it. So they sell 75% of it on the street. That turns into violence.
That's not violence, sir.
That's not violence. That's sales.
That's selling a product that other people voluntarily want to purchase from you. There's nothing violent about any of that.
Replace the word drugs with milkshake, and you'll realize that there's no violence involved.
Well, a milkshake didn't lead anybody to shoot somebody else because they didn't get paid.
Most drug users aren't shooting people over money. You're talking about, okay, so if somebody steals a whole bunch of milkshake from me and I decide to defend my milkshakes with violence, you'd say that I was right in doing that, wouldn't it? Because they're my milkshakes.
I would say it's a violent crime at that point.
It's not a violent crime to defend your property.
It is when your property is illegal. A milkshake isn't illegal.
Yeah, we're talking, okay, when you talk about legality, this is really important. Laws are made by politicians. A politician is a synonym for a liar and a thief, right?
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Not entirely every time, but generally we're talking about politicians here. You wouldn't trust them with your bank account, would you?
No, but
that's what I'm talking about. Liars and thieves have written crap down on pieces of paper, and you're justifying it.
I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying that drugs are...
It's not violent.
If I sell you pot, that's wrong. If I sell
It's not wrong.
It's not wrong when politicians tell you you can't do something.
Yeah, why would you let the... Hold on a second, Stephen. I'm putting the whole prison issue aside for a moment. I'd like to come back to that. But why would you think for a moment that politicians would be the arbiter of what is right and wrong?
Well, unfortunately, that system we're with. I mean,
no, sir, that's not... No.
That's not an honest answer
to the question.
That's the system we're with. That doesn't make it right. You're calling in here advocating for what you believe should be the case.
Okay,
and you're...
Then I would tell you, people have a basic sense of morality.
Okay.
There are certain things inside our brains we say, this is a good idea or this is a bad idea.
Yes, and property is one of them. So taking my drugs is, again, a crime.
Taking your drugs, taking something that's illegal to own
He's right back
again,
to it.
With the politicians. Why don't you go out and shine their little shoes for them? For God's sake, we're talking about liars and thieves here.
Well, you know, I'm just saying that when you give people, my whole point was, prison is too easy.
Yeah, well, I've been in prison. You don't know the difference between crap and chocolate ice cream, okay?
If you're saying it's someplace you don't want to be, I don't want to be there. I don't want to be locked down 20
Who has ever told you they want to be in prison, sir?
Well, you know what? You're
is this an epidemic sweeping America? Lady, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, are people saying that they want to be in prison?
But you can get drugs in prison.
Yes, you can get drugs on the street.
Yeah, but you can get them. You can get drugs. I mean, if you have
speaking as a person who spent 8.5 years in prison, I never saw one, not even one, beating on the door trying to come back in.
Did you see anybody that was innocent in there?
I saw a few.
Did they tell you? I mean, did everybody tell you I didn't do it? I shouldn't be.
No,
here.
They really didn't. They owned up to it. I was a convict.
Well, and I'm...
See, you've got a lot of preconceptions about inmates. I can see that.
How long have you spent behind bars, Stephen?
Preconceptions. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about.
You've been there. How long have you spent behind bars?
I did 5.5.
5.5 years.
And you think that it's going to be better if they make it harder?
Yes.
And
because you're not associated...
Say that on the radio. We got to let you go. Unfortunately, what he was trying to say there is that you're not associating with bad people in his vision, where you're just kept in a cell, locked 24 hours a day, and you just are given meals. You're not right. allowed to work out. You're not allowed to watch TV. You're not allowed to associate. You're not allowed to talk to anybody else. And here's the reason why that's a terrible idea.
It makes people crazy.
Because you'll go insane.
It's considered human. It's considered torture by the UN for very good reason. Now, I get where he's coming from. Convicts aren't my favorite people either. I worked as the staff canteen operator at the prison I worked at. I preferred dealing with the staff members than the inmates, mm-hmm. right? I'm not claiming these are a bunch of, these guys weren't in for singing off key in choir. That wasn't the issue. What we're talking about here is what's to make people better when they get out on the street. And I can tell you, keeping them alone in an isolation cube, a la Judge Dredd, is going to make them insane. This is a bad idea put forth by a person who clearly has not spent enough time thinking of studying on this issue.
But at least he has gone to prison, though, Mark. So you thought you had him on that one, but you didn't.
He said he went to prison. I mean, I have to take his word for it because he's called in, and I take people's word for the things they say. But, you know.
I would have loved to have asked him had he not dropped the S-bomb on the airwaves. Maybe he was hearkening back to his prison days when he likely...
People use the S-bomb outside of prison, too, I've noticed.
I can tell you I heard more cursing on average when I was in jail than when anywhere else. Yeah. More F-bombs in jail regularly.
Why not?
Well, right. So, all right. So, anyway, I would have liked to have asked him would have been, you know, would your stay have been better? Really? You would have liked to have spent 5.5 years in a solitary confinement situation? Maybe he never was put in solitary, so he doesn't know how bad it actually is.
I did it for 4.5 days for saying what seems to be the problem. Maybe it's 3.5 days.
We'll come back with more. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here talking about the prison system. A lot of people have opinions about it. Not very many people have been inside of it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And apparently, even some who've been inside are like self-beating prisoners after the fact. The guy that just called in said he spent 5.5 years in prison. Self-flagellating? Maybe that's what I was looking for. Anyway, spent 5.5 years in prison, and he says it wasn't harsh enough. That he needed to be isolated from all of the other prisoners and kept in confinement, solitary confinement, for the entire time, which will lead people to insanity. So I guess that would be the choice for him. Do you want to have people more likely to reoffend when they get out, which is what the current situation is, or would you like people to be absolutely insane when they're released? Because if you keep somebody in solitary, it's not going to go very well. As you pointed out, Mark, it is considered torture. Is that the Geneva Conventions that considers it torture?
I'd have to go in
the UN.
I wasn't prepared for this question, but I think it's the UN. But, you know, confinement, solitary confinement at the very least, not good for the human mind. We're a very gregarious creature. Keep in mind.
A social creature.
Yeah, we're primates. And when you look at the other primates, they tend to like to hang out with other people. It's a rare individual, other primates. It's a rare individual that, likes to be on their own. And that's the if they like to be on their own, they're the last person you want to put in solitary confinement because you're doing them a favor.
Hey, gold, silver, those are things you can't easily get when you're behind bars, but you can get them on the outside. And I would recommend that you do that. Go through gold.freetalklive.com to hook up with some awesome hand-picked gold and silver pieces from Midas Resources. These guys have been doing this for a long time. They know what they're doing. They've got some great product at great prices. And gold and silver, of course, are a traditional hedge against inflation. They work very well for that over time. And you can look at them as an investment, even a barter currency. Whatever your reason for being interested in gold and silver, as an alternative to the current government currency, it's a good one. Gold.freetalklive.com. Pick up as much silver and gold as your little heart desires through Midas Resources. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Or you can call them toll-free. Maybe you're not the internet and type 877-857-9938. It's their toll-free number. That's 877-857-9938. As we continue, it is Ian and Mark in the studio. And let's go to the phones and to the fun. We got Shane. He's been waiting patiently in Bismarck, North Dakota. Hey, Shane. You're on the air.
Back to what you were saying about doing all your time as opposed to taking maybe the rest of your time on some sort of probation. I too opted to not take that route and
to not take probation.
Yeah, to not take probation. Well,
what was your choice when you opted to go to spend more time in prison? What were they offering you for probation versus how much time you'd have to sit it off?
What it was I was already doing the time, and when you got short your last 3 months or so, whatever the time frame was, I can't quite remember it exactly, but the last 90 days, you could get, what they would do is give you the ankle bracelet, and I would watch other guys go on those, take that option, and they had a term going where it would be where those guys would get banked, and that means they would come back for whatever reason,
with more time or just their same time.
Sometimes they would get more time depending on what the offense was, but most of the time, if you wanted to take that option, you also had to pay for that that extra for that extra time out.
They charge $20 bucks a day,
the supervision.
Yeah, you had the one guy call and say that they should have a system where you can earn money, and that's actually what I was doing at the time. I was on a work release program doing my last 2 years. Mm-hmm. I ended up banking like $15,000, by the time I got out. And when they were already taking, and that was just earning minimum wage,
Yeah, but you chose work release over an ankle bracelet, right?
No. What he was saying was the ankle bracelet was later on, right? So you were on work release for two years, and then at the last three months.
But that's what I'm saying. He chose work release over.
No, it wasn't an over thing. He was on work release, and then later, toward the very end, they gave him the option for the ankle bracelet, right?
Sure.
In Illinois at the time, they would progress you through these stages of,
the steps,
of incarceration, right? And
what form of incarceration were you on? What form of incarceration were you on when you refused to take the ankle bracelet?
I was at the work release center.
So you chose work release over an ankle bracelet.
Oh, I see what you mean by that.
That's all I'm saying here is that work release is a pretty high level of release by my standards. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I can, it's not like you picked, Rayford or San Quentin, when you say that you,
know what I'm saying?
It sounds like irresponsibility from my standpoint. You don't believe that you can handle yourself on this ankle bracelet? You just can't handle yourself around alcohol or drugs or what? Why?
Oh, no. It wouldn't. They, just like you would say, they would come, you would have a curfew. You would have that's really when the actual.
You had a curfew at work release, dude.
Well, again, the curfew wasn't imposed to the extent that it was for. I mean, when you failed the ankle bracelet, you didn't come back to work release. You were taken to prison.
Okay.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, what was it that the offer was on the table? So they said, here, you could go on this ankle bracelet, or you can just continue on work release for 3 more months. If you went on the ankle bracelet, would it only be 3 months on the ankle bracelet, or would you go on to a longer term of probation?
It would have been 3 months on the. If you just exhausted your time to the end of your time, that you know, you were sentenced with, you would go on to a parole that would only really affect you, the terms of the parole being broken would only affect you if you committed another crime. They would say, listen, this guy committed a crime within the last 6 years, and before he could eat, whatever you were sentenced with was pretty much the parole time you were given.
So you decided 3 months. So it was either going to be, it was one or the other. It was either 3 months continuing on work release or 3 months on this ankle bracelet where you'd have to pay per day to be on the ankle bracelet.
Absolutely.
And they could toss your house and they can, you know, VOP you for all kinds of crap.
What was the daily payment for this ankle bracelet?
I don't remember, but I know just the initial payment to go on to the program was like $500.
$500 is a lot of money.
Well, $500, you know, this is mid-90s. You had to get a place to stay at the same time. You know, all this stuff had to be prearranged. And for the 90 days, you know, it was
ain't worth it.
And like I said,
and you'd already been in.
I'd have done it. I'd have done it in an instant.
These guys. Yeah, you're getting.
I wouldn't have done it. You'd only been on. You only had 90 days left at that point. You're already out on work release. Then you're just basically checking into the jail to go to sleep at night. What's the big deal with that? Another 90 days of that?
That's not exactly right. Work release. You're there when you're not at work.
Yeah, and it's not. It's same with the guy that just spoke about working out all day. When you're in prison, it's not a Shangri-La behind bars. You know, if you don't. You, everybody's given an assignment, at least in Illinois, you're given an assignment, and from about 7 a.m. till about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, you're on that assignment, whether that be school or whether it be some sort of work duty, and then after that, you get to work out, and that's only like for 2 hours, you know, or something like that.
Yep.
But, you know, there were people who chose, you know, hey, screw that, you know, I'm gonna, you can't force me to do nothing. Well, then, you know, they were on a relative lockdown for...
Yeah, they'll go to solitary. That was the same way in jail. When I was in jail for almost 60 days on civil disobedience charges, it was the exact same way. You essentially were a slave for the county, and if you didn't want to do what they wanted, then they'd put you in lockdown for sure. Hey, thanks, Shane, for the call tonight. I appreciate your personal story there. I got to say, I disagree with you, Mark. I would have agreed with Shane. Like, you know, he's right almost out. Why would you want to go and get all these extra restrictions placed on you?
They're not extra restrictions. They're new freedoms.
They're going to screw with you, and then
how do you know they're going to screw with you? They don't screw with everybody who goes through. They have a high level of workload. Now, the cost, I want to know what the cost is. Now, he said
it's $20 a day here in Keene, New Hampshire for the ankle bracelet, but they also charge
probation
you work
was $30 a month when I was going through. So there's a wide disparity in understandings of what these costs are.
Yeah, I was talking about the ankle bracelet. That's different for probation. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, but I'm also told that you get charged for work release here too, so in that case it wouldn't have been quite as easy.
You get charged for work release.
There's more coming up here in moments. We got enough time for you if you're on the line. It's Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Call today and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's the number 2, 844-MY-GOLD-2.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, a live Saturday edition of the program. Hey, if you don't get in tonight, because we do have full phone lines here, if you don't get in tonight, we got another show tomorrow night and another one after that. In fact, we do it 7 nights per week. We're live. Our live hours are 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So if you're listening live, that's great. If you're not listening live, you can still call the show when we're live and you can talk about anything you'd like to discuss. Tomorrow night, we are going to have a guest to start the show out, which we don't do a whole lot. But this is a very special guest. She's actually been on the show one time previous, at least once. Dr. Mary Ruart, a hero of mine, one of the authors of one of the most important books, I think, certainly one of the most important books I've read. And
many people would agree with you.
It's a fine, fine book, Healing Our World. Her name is Dr. Mary Ruart. She spoke, actually, at the, you guys, Mark, was it last week? You were out, yeah, it was last week. You were out at, like, an award ceremony here in New Hampshire for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and she was speaking there. I'm looking forward to having her talk with us on the air tomorrow night. She can be covering, like, the medical business and government regulation,
yeah,
stuff like that. And, of course, she'll make it interesting. Government regulation of the medical industry does not sound particularly like an interesting topic. She will have interesting things.
Well, she's going to show how intellectual property laws make drugs more, well, not just intellectual property laws, the FDA, I think the premise of her speech is the FDA kills people.
We will find out more about that tomorrow night. And right now, your calls and thoughts here. Let's go quickly to Mark. He's listening in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Mark.
How are you, sir?
Hey there. You're on the air. Go ahead. You okay?
Quick speaker here. That young speaker.
Quick like a bunny.
You've been having a drink tonight, Mark?
Very popular show.
Thank you. Yes, you got to go quick. We got to get your thoughts out fast because I want to make room for other folks.
I was a police officer. And I went through the academy. There were several of us that worked at for a while.
Did you retire, or did you leave for some other reason?
No. I quit.
Okay.
One, because it's hypocritical. The officers, a lot of the officers I were working with, the ones that I was with were doing the same thing of the people they were arresting.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. I thought he was going to say they were drinking on the job. That's what we get for keeping him on hold for 45 minutes. He was powering him down while he was waiting. Let's go to, seriously, to what he had to say. It's certainly true. A lot of cops.
I don't think it discredits his information. Yeah. Whatever. Who knows?
He's having a good time on Saturday night. Susan, listening in St. George, Utah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't know if they want to hear from me because I've been on all the sides there is.
Okay.
But I'll have 31 years in recovery August 4th coming up.
Congratulations.
I hate prison. We got 2 million people in prison in the United States. And probably more. Yeah, my friend's saying more. But the brutal treatment, I mean, I've worked with people who've been in like Folsom and San Quentin, and I've got a son-in-law right now that's made his way after he did 10 years. But I helped start the NA program here after I was in the other 12-step program from being in jail. And I was one person in 400 that wanted out of that damn place, and I went through a treatment program, and I was the only one that made it out of 400 people. But
wow.
20 years ago, I came down here to St. George, and the cops were just as corrupt as they could be, and we had, like, a really bad situation. But we had a judge. He just retired. His name's James Shoemate. And the guy, I think he's a saint because he started a program here to help people getting out of prisons and to keep them out called Drug Court.
Yeah, Drug Court's all around the United States, it's been very successful.
We have a prison here, Purgatory, that transports the prisoners from Draper, which is Utah State Prison, and all those. Well, they've got programs there now that they didn't have then, and then they've got programs up in Salt Lake where they're not putting the drug addicts back in the jail. They're trying to, reform them. But the drug problem goes back to the immigration problems, which goes back to the politicians.
Well, that we don't all have a chance to get into tonight, but thank you, Susan, for your call tonight. You know, with regard to Drug Court, I don't really feel so great about Drug Court. I think that you could argue that, okay, if Drug Court actually keeps drug users out of jail, then that's a good thing. But on the other hand, it's not a particularly respectful process. They force people into treatment. They force people against their will to do things that they otherwise wouldn't choose to do on their own. And I don't think that's a way to help somebody. I mean, if it helps keep them out of jail, okay, I'll give them credit for that. That's good. But I've actually observed some Drug Court, and it seemed very intrusive the way they were treating this person, and very rude they were treating this lady. She was talking to somebody she wasn't supposed to be talking to, her old drug dealer or something like that. And, they VOP'd her because of that, or they punished her because she had, violated that particular rule. So it's just another court. It's just another way for them to impose their viewpoint about what they should and should not be doing.
There's been a lot of successes from Drug Court, and I'm for programs that have success, and I'm for progress, and I think Drug Court's progress. But one thing that needs to be pointed out is there's been a lot of claims that Drug Courts being largely reserved for white offenders, and minority offenders are not having the opportunities that are afforded to Drug Court as often.
Let's go to Jim. He's in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Ian, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was just wanting to give a word of advice. Sometimes your best bet not to reoffend in 31 years for me is to just relocate yourself. And get away from that black cloud. I've tried to move back to my hometown a couple times, and every time I move back there, word gets out that you're back in town or what have you. You got your locals that bear down on you, and I wound up with helicopters flying over the house, various things, you know what I mean? And
jeez.
Each time it drove me back out of there. So I found my best bet is, you stay away from where the bad things happen, supposedly, you know what I mean?
That hurt. It certainly helps. I mean, if it's your intention to make a better life for yourself and to change your habits, then going and getting a new setting can help.
Change people, places, and things, as they say in NA.
But if you don't have the real intention to change your habits and then you go somewhere else, you'll just recreate all those old situations, right?
I understand. That's correct. And, you know, not everybody has the opportunity. Everybody has families and things of that sort where it's not just easy to pick up and start a new life. I understand all that, but
it's also the cost. The fact is when I got out of prison, I couldn't afford my own place. I got out, I had no money. It's not like I worked for any money in prison, and how was I going to afford a place? And so that can make it very difficult.
Yeah, it's been an uphill battle for me, but you know, we've searched for work in various places, you know. That's kind of followed me around. It was just a marijuana charge, you know, but each time I tried to go back to my hometown and try to make amends, you know, I'd stay there for a year and a half, 2 years, but, you know, by that
wasn't
time,
worth it
out, you know, you've got surveillance on you. You've got, it's like you never change your ways, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
A joint, you know what I mean?
Jim, good call. Thanks for sharing the thoughts.
I've had helicopters fly over my place, and I've never even considered for a second they might be surveilling me.
Bruce is in Panama. You're on Free Talk Live, Panama City, that is. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, the court system is cash register. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, when you go up against like that, they're asking us to change with all of the people that benefit financially from something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's so entrenched. You're absolutely right, Bruce. We're short on time, but I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. No, he's absolutely right. It's so entrenched. These, you know, moneyed interests, the prison industrial complex, as you described it earlier, Mark, these guys are going to come out and they're going to lobby against any kind of proposal. Like we talked about some of the ideas that might make
the private,
this better.
Private prison systems, too.
Yeah, well, whoever's running the prisons, whether it's a privately run prison or it's a government run prison, it's still a monopoly on prisons being ultimately controlled by the state.
Well, the fact is that convicts don't have any representation. You can say anything bad you want about a convict, guilty or innocent or whatever, and, you know, there's nothing out there. No one cares. I can't even vote in the state of Florida.
In here, Dave, in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, hippies. I have to agree with you tonight. One of the dumbest things that the federal government makes us do is to fill out a form. I did it last night to buy a .40 caliber handgun, and I got approved. Oh joy. You know, I got approved by the federal government. But it is one of the most intimidating things that a lawful citizen has to do is to fill out a form and actually humor a question that says, have you ever committed a felony? Now, obviously, if somebody's committed a felony, we all know they're probably not in a retail sporting goods store trying to buy it. What is the dumbest damn infringement?
They pay less, and they get it more easily.
Hey, Dave, we're out of time, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good thoughts. But don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow. If you didn't get in tonight, call us tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.